What's technology going to look like in 2007? This is Dave McClure with my forecast from the January to March edition of the CPA Technology Advisor. If the technology seen in 2005 was too boring for words, well, 2006 was downright strange. The major rewrite of the Telecom Act, which would have overhauled video franchise rules nationwide and stimulated new investment in broadband, never got off the ground. Technology policy at the national level got bogged down in the debate over network neutrality, which no one could define, but about which everyone had an opinion. The world discovered social networks, but by the time the end of the year came around, it was once again clear that teens are pretty fickle consumers. MySpace had already become so yesterday. YouTube was pestered by copyright issues, and only Google seemed to be holding its own in terms of stock values. Even that's not true today. Elsewhere, the statute of limitations ran out on most of the charges pending against AOL executives for financial misconduct, with virtually no charges filed. AOL itself went quietly into the night, swapping its Internet online service persona for a more lucrative ad-supported portal. And Earthlink continued to look for a path to survival, but without much luck. And then there was the election. It took up so much time, so much advertising, and so much raw energy, there simply wasn't room for technology news to filter through. What little news we heard was mostly bad, as when people distressed over the limited quantities of the new Sony PlayStation resorted to shooting one another to steal them. As for predictions, here's what I made last year with such confidence and didn't score very well at. Here's the scorecard. Prediction, television will come to the cell phone. Well, it's a small audience so far, only about 7 million Americans, but it is being carefully watched by TV execs who note that those who watch TV on the tiny screen become more loyal viewers on the big screen as well. So I'm going to give myself a score of 1 for that. I predicted WiMAX wireless would be a flop. Well, it's not just a flop, it's a complete non-starter. Sure, a few companies are working on trials, but you won't see a lot of WiMAX deployment outside of third world countries. Too little, too late, and too expensive. Score of 1 point. I predicted voice over IP would fade away. Well, I was wrong. Every year I make at least one prediction that's so completely wrong I don't even know what to say, and this was mine for last year. I predicted cable companies and phone companies will begin to talk mergers. Well, if the Comcast-Sprint deal isn't already underway when this hits the newsstands, it'll be a miracle. The major cable companies are flush with cash, and mid-range phone companies need a video offering. The question is, where is this going to leave satellite TV? I don't have a prediction. 1 point for that as well. I predicted payroll software would come down to basically three major players. And the big story here isn't the domination of ADP, Intuit, and Thomson, but rather the number of software vendors who have rediscovered accountants as a marketing channel. More than half of the vendors created or re-energized their efforts to work with accountants rather than circumvent them. That's a win-win all around, and I took half a point. I predicted PDAs would make a comeback. Well, the renewed interest has put some zip back into the Palm brand, particularly in PDA cell phones. Trio's 700 series smartphones are giving Microsoft a run for its money, but Redmond's doing pretty well with its own PDA and phone software as well. I took a point for that. I said the SOX compliance business was going to collapse. And it didn't collapse, but neither did it turn out to be the bonanza that most accountants thought it would be. Companies simply tightened their belts, bought the software, got through much of the process, and made plans to stay that way. Meanwhile, other corporate misdeeds, like the HP espionage debacle over pretexting, stole the spotlight. Half a point to me. Identity theft would become an accounting issue, I believe, and it has become an accounting issue, but not nearly to the degree that it could or should have. Companies continue to manage data badly. New reports of compromised customer information arrive almost daily. Congress got sidetracked with the elections, but this issue isn't going to go away anytime soon. score of half a point. I predicted the color laser printers would become the rage, and with falling prices and improved print quality, Epson and HP have led the pack in pushing these ultra printers into the retail channels. It's now rare to find an accounting office that doesn't own one, or know where to find one, for proposals and client financial plans. Finally, I said disabilities will take center stage again. Just ask anyone at Target, the retail giant that lost its court case in 2006 over disabled access to its website. The disabled community is increasingly vocal about not being left behind, and the courts are beginning to take their side. Accountants would be serving their clients well to point out the advantages of making their websites disabled accessible. Okay, so out of a total of 10, I scored 7.5 points. That's the worst prediction record since I began doing this column more than a decade ago. But with the elections over for now and a new Congress itching to get busy, the year ahead promises to be both more interesting and predictable. So what do I think is coming in 2007? Well, first of all, the cable mergers will be in full swing. We hinted at this last year with the discussions of mergers with phone companies. Keep in mind that the biggest of the cable companies, Comcast, Cox, and Time Warner, are highly profitable with outstanding market caps and lots of cash to spend. Some of that will go to shore up their telephony offerings by acquiring cell phone companies, T-Mobile's up for sale, or mid-sized phone companies. And they'll put acquisition money into programming and customer service. But the real news will be the mergers among the cable giants as they try to reach size equivalent with AT&T / SBC / WorldCom / Bell South. Second, monitors and TV prices will continue to fall, though technical problems with pixel burnout have slowed sales of plasma units. LCD and other technologies continue to show robust sales. The problem? There's so much competition that the prices are too low. The LCD market will attempt to rally next year by charging more for faster refresh rates. That gives a slightly better picture. But even that isn't going to stop the slide in prices. Good news for consumers, though at some point there will need to be better technologies for large screen viewing. Third, PCs will still be here. About once a week, I read yet another prediction of the death of the personal computer. Here's my prediction. The PC is here to stay. We've already experimented with smaller sizes and smaller screens, but consumers want more, not less. We make them more powerful and flexible, finding new ways to use them, as with the rise of the Media Center server over the last 2 years. Though there's been considerable consolidation in the markets for PCs, the number of units being sold each year isn't declining. So where's the evidence that the PC is dying? Four, spam's going to get worse. Much, much worse. There was a time when spam was the occupation of a handful of unscrupulous people, most of whom, for reasons I could never understand, lived in the state of Florida. And the United States was a spam king of the world. But today, the passage of the Can't Spam Act and some ruthless enforcement has mostly shut those operations down. Today, the problem is that spam and its related virus and phishing activities are now the domain of organized crime, run out of Asia and the former Soviet Union, using zombie servers around the world. These crime gangs are pumping up the quantities of spam, and we're going to need new technologies to fight back. Five. CRM will dominate business software. Last year, we saw the first solid integrations of customer relation management software with accounting software, enabling, through integrations like Microsoft Dynamics GP's CRM integrator, sales, customer service, and other facets of the organization to have access to back office accounting data. But these are just the early stages of this integration, and accountants should expect a flurry of other matchups that reach from financial planning and payroll to fixed assets and inventory control. If accounting software is a central nervous system of a company, CRM is its lifeblood. It'll be a case of more being better. I'm predicting that consumer electronics are going to get easier. In its first two decades, the computing and personal technology industry was dominated by aficionados, geeks, and early adopters. These were often purists, like me, who demanded the best possible performance, but had few concerns about appearance and form. Now that these electronics, from home theater to Wi-Fi and onto iPods, are going mainstream, manufacturers are becoming painfully aware that most consumers will sacrifice some performance for ease of use. But where will it show up? Easier to use MIDI music and video services, simpler remote controls, larger TV screens, built-in sound amplifiers for surround sound, built-in cable boxes, which already exist in card form but haven't been widely implemented. Overall, I think in 2007, life gets easier. And privacy is going to become a big thing. As a rule of thumb, Democrats make a bigger issue out of privacy than Republicans. Last year's flap over the federal government tapping domestic phone calls came and went pretty quickly, though the lawsuit continues. That's not going to be the case in 2007. While the Department of Justice is pushing to have Internet data for all Americans kept available for law enforcement for at least 2 years, it's unlikely such a law is going to be passed without a pretty sizable catfight in the Congress. The pendulum is always swinging. This year, it swings toward better privacy protection. Number 8, I think satellite broadband will jumpstart rural access. Getting Internet access away from large towns has been a problem. Sure, the local cable company has, in the past 2 to 3 years, brought some broadband, but only in town. The phone companies can't easily get DSL over the distances required. The same is true with broadband over power line, which seems to have a promising premise that never manages to arrive. But an interesting set of things happened last year. Satellite broadband, which until now has been saddled with high prices and poor performance, suddenly got acceptably inexpensive and speedy. Sure, it still carries an installation cost of several hundred dollars, and it costs $60 to $80 a month for a 1.5 megabit download speed. But 2007 is going to bring a quiet rural revolution as we rev up more satellite installations, backlogged today in many parts of the country, to bring rural areas online. 9th, Vista, big yawn, will finally arrive. The delays we've experienced so far are just the beginning. Microsoft has set up this newest operating system for a daunting debut. 2 different and largely incompatible versions, better security, but not in most ways noticeable to consumers, limited third-party support, a copyright protection scheme designed to make consumers scream in outrage. Think of it all as a replay of all the things that went wrong during the debut of Windows 95. But at least it will have features attractive enough to make people want to buy it, unlike the new version of Microsoft Office, which promises to flounder through the next 2 years. Finally, fiber is going to dominate discussions on broadband. In the mid-90s, the cable and telephone companies had to make decisions about whether to continue to deploy copper networks or switch to fiber. They made the wrong call. At the beginning of the century, both began the scramble to deploy new fiber installations. Verizon leads the pack with its Fios system, followed closely by thousands of smaller network developers. Cable is following a fiber-to-the-neighborhood strategy in an effort to hold down costs. But the reality is that the battle to deploy fiber is the only broadband battle that matters. Those who can afford fiber to the home will control cable, telephony, security, video on demand, and a host of other services. Those in second place are going to have trouble surviving. Those are my 10 predictions. And as always, there are going to be a lot of things that fall outside of this list of 10. Wi-Fi wireless will continue to crash and burn, while broadband over cell phones will only grow with deployment of EVDO Revision A. Internet speeds will continue to increase, feeding demand for advanced applications. Accounting software will continue its march toward dominance by Sage, Thomson, and Microsoft. Smaller vendors who have hung on through the past 2 decades are slowly going to wind down as the applications get more sophisticated or simply move to the web. And we'll be here to comment on all of it throughout 2007 and make predictions again in 2008. This is Dave McClure for the CPA Technology Advisor.